Welcome to Next to Madison, a podcast to help you live your best life.
Hey, it's Madison Malloy. Just wanted to remind you to make sure you grab a copy of my book, Time to Lighten the Fuck Up. It is a great, funny self-help book that is going to help you get out of your own way. I have already helped thousands and thousands of people, and they are on their way to living their dream life, and I want every listener to be able to live their dream life as well. So grab a copy of the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or even the audiobook on Audible. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Next to Madison. I am your host, Madison Malloy, and on this episode, you have just me. Get excited. No, I wanted to come on here, and I want to talk about the power of walking away. I feel that so many of us don't know when to walk away, leading to further disappointment, further heartache, further self-doubt. I think it's important to know when to walk away. And some of those signs that you can pay attention to, number one, your intuition. If you're feeling that something just isn't right, that intuition is usually spot on, okay? If you feel that your mental well-being is impacted, or your life is impacted, your health, your wellness, whatever it is, it is time to walk away. Now, sometimes that can be easier said than done. Do you people fear? And I had this myself. What if I walk away too soon? Should I be patient and wait it out? From my own experiences, I would like to say, and I truly believe this, and this is one thing in kind of the spiritual, universal, religious world that I had a really hard time grasping. And I would ask so many other coaches, and I would say, can you really fuck up something that's meant for you? And universally across the board, I would get no. And I want you to listen and hear that. Because once you understand that, and you believe that, that you possibly cannot fuck up something that is meant for you, you will be lighter and more carefree. If that job is causing you to lose sleep at night, is impacting your health, just know that you can step into abundance in that mindset and bring in another job. And know that if it was meant to be, it would be. So don't have so much stress. Start looking for another job. Start really imagining yourself in another job and prepare yourself to walk away. I think it's also not just walking away suddenly. I think it's being prepared, doing due diligence. So you're not just all of a sudden, you know, out of work, so to say. In relationships, in friendships, this is a big one. If you feel that the relationship is bringing you more anxiety than peace, my friend, it is time to walk away. And some people say, but I just love them and they're going through a lot and I need to be patient. If they are truly your person, they will meet you halfway. If you nicely and lovingly express your needs that are not being met and how you are feeling, and they don't come and say, okay, this is how I can work with you on this, they are simply not your person, and you just gained time. You didn't waste time. My biggest fear for myself and my other female friends that are it around my age is that we want to meet somebody, but we spend too long with the wrong person. And when we do that, we just lose time where the right person can be brought in. Now, I realize this, and it's been life-changing for me. I walk away all the time. I know if it's not a fit. I don't walk away maliciously. I don't walk away. I walk away with my head held high, and I'm very confident and complimentary. I don't walk away with hate in my heart. I walk away with true compassion and love for that other person, which makes it better. But the biggest love you need to have is for yourself. And when you truly love yourself, you know when to walk away. You should never have to beg for somebody to spend time with you, to call you, to check in with you. This recently happened to me, and it was really heartbreaking because I had a magnificent connection with this individual. And when we weren't together, I was completely disconnected. I would have anxiety. I would question how they felt. And it took me about 3 weeks to really kind of go through the back and forth, put myself in their shoes, but put myself in my shoes and really weigh. And finally, I just said, if this person is truly meant for me, it will work out. God will take care of it. So I am not going to stress, but what I am going to do is I'm going to take my power back and I'm going to temporarily walk away. I'm going to express my needs and walk away. And if that person can come forward and want to work with me, then I'll know that that's probably my person. And if not, I have just cleared the energy for the right person to come in. Now, I'm not saying if you have a fight with your partner or something happens that you should just throw in the towel and walk away. That's not what I'm saying. It has to be something that's a pattern where you're starting to just feel something's off and you're not getting what you want. Okay. Part of a healthy relationship, what I'm really learning is just clear-cut communication. If you're not with somebody who can sit down and be like, I want to check in with you. How are you feeling? How are you doing? What can I do to make this relationship better? And then you can also ask those questions. So therefore, you're not afraid to say, I really like you. I see this going in a great direction. You feel the confidence, and that's what you should feel in a relationship. And if you don't, well, then it's time to walk away. That is a principle that I go by. Now, I am single, but I'm not wasting any more of my time. I have met amazing people, and I don't dislike them or hate them. I take the lessons that I've learned. I've taken the chances of being vulnerable. I've put my heart out there. But I really want you guys to know, when something is meant for you, you cannot screw it up. So if it is not making you feel good to serve you in a higher purpose, to where you feel at ease and breezy, relationships are supposed to bring you peace. If it is not, it is time to walk away. Okay. Same with friendships. If you constantly feel down when you're around this person, or this person is all about them, or they're surrounding you with people you don't want to be around, and you just are not being fulfilled, it's probably time to walk away. I'm a big fan of trying to have a conversation face to face. But if you can't, maybe sending an email. I don't like to just cut or ghost people. I feel that that's disrespectful, but that's just me. If I can't get together with you, if I feel nervous or scared, I'm gonna send an email. And if you write back, hey, let's get together, I'm always gonna hear that person out because I think it's fair. We're all imperfect humans, okay? But if you do not know when to walk away from things that are no longer serving you, no matter what they are, you will constantly feel stressed and feel uneasy and feel there's something complicated in your life. So I love the power of knowing when to walk away. It's okay to say goodbye to certain things, jobs, people, relationships. Some are meant for a season and some are meant for a lifetime. But everybody's meant for a reason. So everybody that has broken your heart or left your life or a job that you suddenly lost that you didn't expect, really focus on what are the lessons that I learned from this? How did I grow? How did I grow as a partner? How did I learn to be more communicative? How did I grow in my field? How did I become a better friend? What could I learn to make me a better friend? There are so many lessons, and it goes back to the thing that I've talked about before, which is life happens for you, not to you. When you really embrace that, life feels pretty darn good. no matter what is happening to you, if you know that life is happening for you, for your greatest good, you're going to be able to deal with the ups and downs so much more smoothly. When you say life is happening to me, you become a victim, attracting more things that make you feel like a victim. You cannot fuck up what's meant for you. So I want to encourage everybody to know how to walk away, but also to have more courage to be vulnerable. That is a weakness that I had for a long time, and I really worked on it. When we are not vulnerable, we can't authentically connect with people. And when you can't authentically connect with people, they don't get to see the most beautiful part of you, which is you, the real you. Leave the ego at your home or destroy it altogether and throw it away. Because the ego running the show says things like, well, I don't need you. I don't need this shit. I'm so much better. Blah, 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 blah. That doesn't get you very far. Vulnerability and the heart says, I've really enjoyed my time. And these are things that didn't work for me and how they made me feel. How can we? I need space or I'm disappointed. You're being vulnerable of how it made you feel. You're not saying, oh, I don't need you. That's ego talking. So just remember, life is happening for you. And it's okay to walk away if something is not serving you. I hope you guys enjoyed this short but insightful episode. I really wanted to come on here and talk about walking away because so many of people I coach and have talked to don't know the power of walking away. And once they learn to do it at the right time, they just become so much lighter and live better lives. And if it is not serving you, if it is not making you happy, if it is not bringing you peace, it is time to evaluate and walk away. This is Madison Malloy, your host, and we will see you next time to find out who's next.
Hey, your host here, Madison Malloy. Please make sure to subscribe to the show on all podcast platforms and please rate and review us on iTunes and Spotify. Also, if you have any questions or comments, you can email us at contact@nexttomadison.com. I thank you again for listening. Bye.